Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back on CBS Sports Radio, Ken Carmen until 2 a.m. Eastern, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Obviously, Eastern Conference Finals going on. We're talking about Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals, but football always just around the corner. And a guy with a couple of very special things going on here as we're just moving past some OTAs and going through the offseason, Jermon Bushrod, who is a Super Bowl champion and a two-time Pro Bowler with the New Orleans Saints, joins us right now on the show. The guard, 33 years old. Jermon, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be on, man. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. You're going to be 34 before the season starts. How you feeling physically?
You know, I mean, it's a grind. It's a daily grind, you know, but I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling blessed and fortunate to be able to be in this position. You know, still 12 years later, still trying to play football. So, you know, I never thought I'd be here, but at the end of the day, we're just going to continue to keep it going and see how things end up.
How much have things changed for you physically during off seasons, during the season, just to make sure that you're ready to go, because you've been in the league now a considerable amount of time?
Well, you know, it just, I have to, you know, take a look at, you know, how I'm going to be better going into the year, things I need to switch up, my diet, my overall just plan going into the off season. You know, how am I going to take care of my body, and how am I going to feel, you know, at my best when I'm working out and things like that. So, you know, it's just a little bit more attention to detail. You know, it's not like the younger days after you get done with a season, whether it was a great season or a bad season, you know, team-wise, you know, you go and you have a little fun. I mean, I have a little fun, but look, I'm married with two kids, and you know, I really just have time to really just focus on family and my body come off season time, and then figure out, you know, what the future holds for me.
Jermon Bushrod joining us on the show, has a couple of great things coming up here over the next couple of weeks. Has a youth football camp, also has a golf outing for the Visualize and Rise Foundation. This is your foundation. Tell me how this all came about, Jermon.
This foundation, it all came about after we won the Super Bowl in New Orleans after the 2009-2010 season. Visualize and Rise, that name came from a conversation I had with my offensive line coach, John Donatelli, in Towson. It was just a random conversation one day, and, you know, it was my redshirt sophomore year. He told me, he said, look, man, what do you want to do, you know, he said, I got scouts coming in to look at other guys, but they're, you know, they have their eye on you. You know, you need to, if you want to take that step to the next level, you have to see yourself being a better leader, on and off the football field. You know, you have to take some necessary steps. You have to visualize yourself being successful or being in a place that you want to be in. And when coming up with this foundation name, I literally thought back to that conversation. You know, visualize where you want to be. You know, you can visualize yourself, and the rise part is, you know, take those necessary steps to get there. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure in your profession, this is something that you've always wanted to do. You might have higher goals, but you know, you took those necessary steps. So it's such a universal name. That's why that's why we love it so much. But, you know, we've been able to help out some not at risk, but underprivileged, underserved youth and families with scholarships. That's what our golf outing funds. And we've been able to have some assistance with some YMCA sponsorship type programs for working out, and being able to, you know, have an impact around the holiday time, Christmas and Thanksgiving, around, you know, giving families in need gifts and food around the holidays. So we're just trying to make an impact. We're trying to help people in need whenever we can, and it's been quite a ride, and we're fighting to get better.
The golf outing, Friday, June 8th, Meadow Farms Golf Course, Locust Grove, Virginia, and then June 9th, is the youth football camp for 2018. Find the information at visualizeandrise.org. What's the state of the NFL right now, Jermon?
Well, you know, NFL is the NFL, but then, you know, it's some noise. You know, you have some noise you got to deal with, and some things that we have to deal with. And at the end of the day, it's about prioritizing our focus and really figuring out, you know, what's important. What's important for our individual, what's important for our team, and, you know, and just trying to make sure that the things you're passionate about or you feel some type of way about, you know, you have to find a way to, you know, to voice that, to help that. And it's a weird time, I guess you could say.
I'm going to tell you how I feel about the anthem stuff, and I want to know how you feel. I feel that it's been a long time where the NFL has kind of kicked the problem around, and it's made not even a problem, but the conversation around to where they didn't want to have it. And now it's turned into this thing where instead of being something that we could really get behind and talk about, it's become a distraction. With you as a player, as a guy who's a veteran in this league, considering that the Players Association wasn't told about anything, we don't even know if they had a real vote among the owners. What do you feel about the anthem rules? How do some of the players that you've talked to feel about the anthem rules?
Well, you kind of hit it on the head when you were saying, like, you know, the NFL and the NFLPA, you know, we could have come together and really try to make some kind of significant progress with some of the issues that we've talked to, or, you know, that are that guys are upset about, you know. And I wish, sometimes I just wish people would really just sit back and realize that, you know, nobody is the whole anthem protest thing, it wasn't against the military, it wasn't against the flag, it was about injustice, you know what I'm saying? So it's it's frustrating that people in power don't understand that. But at the end of the day, what Kaepernick did, he made the ultimate sacrifice. You know, he probably won't ever play in this league again because he was passionate about this cause. But the NFL door has closed on him, and many other doors are going to open. But the thing is that the awareness is there. The programs are opening up. Now people are talking about it. You know, you've done what the protests were supposed to do. It made people, you know, some people got uncomfortable, but you know what? That's what protests are, you know, and nobody was harmed in anything. This was a silent, peaceful protest at the end of the day. So as far as the NFLPA and NFL, you know, I wish, you know, we could all see eye to eye. Guys are going to have to continue to voice how they feel, and you have to look out for the team, you know, because at the end of the day, we are a unit, but that doesn't control the things that you can do yourself, you know, through foundations or trying to impact, you know, kids' lives in any way that we can. But, you know, it's we're in a frustrating time right now.
Jermon Bushrod joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at J_Bushrod7475. Went to Towson University, has a great golf outing coming up on June 8th and the youth football camp on June 9th. People are making a big deal about Tom Brady not showing up to voluntary OTAs. For a quarterback, maybe it's different. For a guy who's been in, what's this, 12 years for you, how important are voluntary OTAs for you?
Well, you have to... For someone like me, it's crucial for me because, you know, I'm coming off an injury. So every single year, you know, well, you can come off back-to-back-to-back years and you're going through all season and you have no injuries and you're playing the way that you want to play. And, you know, maybe you don't feel like, you know, maybe what you're trying to work on, you already know what's going on. But a guy like me in my situation, I'm going back to a team that I haven't been to in a while. You know, I need to be familiar with the faces. I need to get out there and I need to take the reps and I need to grind with the guys because I'm trying to build a bond, build a relationship with the guys. And I'm coming off of an injury that, you know, I haven't played since November. So, for me, I can't speak on other guys when it comes to this kind of stuff. But I can speak on me and what I'm, you know, what I try to accomplish. I need to get out here. I need to get my feet wet a little bit. I do understand as OTAs, we want to go out there and do our job and you know, not do anything stupid, you know, that's going to harm us going into in the training camp. But, you know, you have to take positives out of it. And I understand why some guys want to, you know, have the extra rest, because, you know, if you have a lot of miles on your tires, man, it gets a little hard. But, you know, these opportunities don't come that often. I'm a kid from King George, Virginia. I went to Towson. You know, I never thought I would be here and was still here. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to try to grind and get better and find my way to get through it.
How do you see the draft? How do you take in the draft with new players coming in? Because for us as fans, I want to share something with you. For us as fans, we get all excited about it. Obviously, it's a big business. And then I had a chance to watch a couple of drafts with some football players, and they see the draft a little bit differently, that it's competition coming in, and it's something I don't know. It's something that a door opened where I had to walk through, where I was no longer just Kenny the fan anymore. It was now, hey, there's – obviously that we want fans around it, but it's also it's a business, and you have to understand that this is competition for work.
I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, you know, just because you have a starting spot, or, you know, you were able to be a key role player on the team, I mean, you see it every year. You know, you see guys who are special teams captains or who are starters, and they come in and they get beat out for a job, or teams move in another direction. You know, it's always, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, are you getting the job done for the funds that are being paid, you know, being paid to you? If not, if somebody who's coming in can do the same job that you're doing for less money, you know, it's a business. How can I save a little dollar here? How can I save a little dollar there, but still get, you know, the same type of production? You have to look at it like that. It has to be sitting in the back of your head. But for me, it's definitely competition. When I was younger, you know, I can remember back, you know, I'm coming off of, you know, I started my first year in 09, and then I got the starting job again in 2010, and I had a better year, and I felt like things were going good. Next thing you know, the Saints drafted a left tackle in the second round. So
mm-hmm.
I was in my feelings a little bit about it, but then, you know, after talking to the right people, you know, having, you know, leaning on my family and things like that, and my agent, and and I just went in and I changed my focus. I changed my focus and I figured out, hey, like, all I can do is better myself, worry about myself. I can't worry about what the next man is doing. And, you know, as tough as it can be, you bring that player along with you. Because something one of my offensive line coaches told me a while ago, if that player is better than you, then they're going to be the one playing. And it's a hard reality, but then at the end of the day, it's something – You got to keep your eyes on the prize. What's the main goal? The main goal is win games. If he's better than you, then he's going to get the opportunity. But it'll make you feel better about yourself if you're trying to help somebody along the way, even though they are competing for your job.
Jermon Bushrod joining us on the show. Tell us what's in the football camp coming up on Saturday, the 9th of June.
Well, we're going to have kids out there from all different ages, 6 to 14. For the younger kids, man, we're just going to have them getting out there active, man. We're going to get them hopping over bags and throwing the ball a little bit, catching the ball a little bit, and putting them through some drills. And then the older kids, we're going to see some competition. You know, we're going to make sure that these kids are doing the drills the correct way. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of – I have some guys out there, some celebrity guests out there with me. So it's always a great opportunity to have those guys come back around because, you know, I'm from a small town in King George, Virginia. And it's something special when myself and a couple of my friends can come back and, you know, just lend a helping hand and, you know, hopefully just motivate one of these kids to go out and be something special, not just, you know, maybe not just a professional athlete, but just follow their dreams, chase their dreams.
Jermon, we thank you very much for the time. And again, the golf outing, you can find the information, visualizeandrise.org, Meadows Farms Golf Course in Locust Grove, Virginia. Then the very next day, Saturday, June 9th, the 2018 Youth Football Camp, free of charge, ages 6 to 14. Again, find all the information, visualizeandrise.org. Jermon, thank you very much for the time. Good luck in 2018, friend.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.